Hello.
Hi, this is Melina returning your call with customer support. Could I get your zip code, ma'am?
67756.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name?
Deb or Deborah Gohl, G-O-H-L.
Thank you, Ms. Gohl. I was able to pull up your account. Can you verify the shipping address?
Probably P.O. Box 6 or 320 East Spencer, St. Francis, Kansas.
Thank you, ma'am. That is the address we have on file. I do see here that there was two smart fitness trackers. Those were watches. And then a replacement colored strap that was ordered. I see you paid $30.92 for a total of shipping and handling costs for the fitness trackers, as well as $19.98 for the colored strap. So that was a straight sale.
That was on 3/8.
I'm sorry?
That was on March 8th, right?
Yes, it's showing that those products shipped on the 8th.
Okay. Then I also found two more charges yesterday and the day before for 49-something and 69-something. What are those?
Yes, ma'am, I can explain. So when you signed up for the 14-day free trial, when you paid shipping and handling, you were agreeing to those terms and conditions. And they do have that on the page when you're ordering the products at the bottom. So at the end of the trial, they charge you for the fitness tracker.
Oh.
And so that's that charge of $69.87.
And is that a one-time charge?
Yes, ma'am. There won't be any more charges after that.
All right. Well, I wish I'd read that fine print because I was a little bit shocked.
Yes,
but,
ma'am. Yes,
all right. That's the end of it then. No more charges.
There won't be any more charges. Did you have any other questions for customer support?
Nope, that's it. I just needed to know what those two charges were for. They caught me by surprise. So,
okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.